Morphin Legacy presents The Grid. Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is ShatterA22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome you to a special Halloween grid commentary. Woo! Boo!
That was scary.
For this special Halloween commentary, we will be commentating on the VHS exclusive Halloween clip show, Lord Zedd's Monster Heads.
Pray for us.
Joining me in this special commentary is Austin.
Hi, bitches. Boo-ah.
And Amber is MIA at the moment, so it's just gonna be me and Austin. But speaking of Austin, spill the tea, Austin.
So this is really weird, and I feel like put on the spot, but y'all are our listeners, so this is kind of important for you guys to know, but I am genderqueer. Like, that's not, like, news or anything, but I just recently decided to go by they, them pronouns only, so get those he, hims out of there.
So today we will be watching the VHS exclusive Halloween clip show, like I said, Lord Zedd's Monster Heads, written by Brad Orchard and Tony Oliver, directed by no one because this is a fucking clip show.
But at least they're being honest here, because in fucking Trick or Treat, they were like, oh, I directed this. No, you didn't.
Zakora didn't direct shit. He edited that shit on his toilet, let's be real. In this episode, Lord Zedd decides to throw his own Halloween bash and flashes back to some of the greatest monsters he and Rita have sent to fight the Power Rangers, such as Eye Guy, Nasty Knight, Terror Toad, and Silver Horns.
Where's Pudgy Pig?
For real.
The Erasure.
I will not stand for it! For those unaware what a commentary is, me and Austin will watch the clip show on the DVD special features and we'll talk over it, while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs, or whatever you decide to watch these episodes on. I won't judge. It was hard to find this, let's be real.
Yeah, if you don't have the DVD, you're kind of fucked, sorry.
Yeah, for real. Or the VHS tape. So to sync up and join along as we watch the episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Iconic MMPR logo. Presents!
Presents!
Oh, look at that logo.
That is so 90s.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a storybook.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Look at this, like, intro of clips we're gonna see in the fucking episode.
I mean, just in case you wanted to see what's going on, here you go. Oh, Robert Axelrod was credited for this.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
What was Waspicable doing there?
Well, that was footage from the wedding.
Oh, I didn't know he got an invite. That's cool.
Well, that's his brother, Grumblebee.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just a stan of Waspicable.
Yeah, we stan Waspicable in this household.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, the same song playing over.
On loop.
Literally take a shot. Take a shot every time they play the Lord Zedd theme.
You'd be drunk by the time it's over. Hey, look, it's mutiny footage. It's mutiny footage because Goldeye doesn't have wings yet. Bitch, why are you shushing?
Why were they shushing each other? Oh my god! Oh my god, this is so scary.
Oh, I am scared.
Hell no!
I mean, that is pretty badass, though, making your Zaff as a out of a snake.
Does it ever turn back into a snake?
When he fights Tommy, it kind of turns into a snake after Tommy attacks it with Saba.
Oh. What the fuck?
Yeah, work that Life's a Masquerade footage.
Zed has teeth?
He's got that grill.
Whoa, Zed has like a six pack. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay, daddy.
I guess he does a lot of sit-ups. Oh, wow. Mm. That was clearly Sentai footage.
Yeah.
First up, Zed's Monster Mash footage.
What is Zed's Monster Mash? I don't remember.
It's when it's on Halloween and they get sent to a dark dimension where they fight all Jutsu monsters.
Oh, okay. What the fuck? Rip. I think the fuck not, bitch. Wow, they snatched that so easily from him.
Yeah, that was too easy.
Pumpkin rapper.
Iconic.
Icon, legend, the moment. You're getting a figure, honey. Love to see it.
He's got a pop, he's got a figure, he's in Legacy Wars.
The glow up. Only took, like, what, 27 years?
Mm-hmm.
26? I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, 27.
Okay. What does the grave on that monster say? Welcome to
I don't
what?
Know.
I can't Welcome read it. To... Welcome to Mach... I don't know what that says. It's right. Oh, my God. She
flipped. Oh, Jesus. That was an effect. That was some hard work right there.
That was parkour, Baba. Oh my God, your fave could never. I felt like I was watching the Mighty Morphin movie with that shit.
I mean, they didn't have to pay Austin St. John, Tui Trang, and Walter Jones. So I guess they had some extra money laying around.
Yeah. Who the fuck is that?
Premator.
Oh. Oh, is that like, where he disguises as Rangers or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Pumpkin Rapper's just vibing. He doesn't fight at all.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't either.
He's just spitting out sick rhymes.
Your fave could never. Where are the other three?
The other three are handling trick-or-treaters at elementary school. This is around the first episode where they filmed where Austin Chui and Walter Jones were walked off set, so they are not in this episode beyond footage.
Yikes. Ugh. Where's his SoundCloud, though? Like, where's the album, Kumpin Rapper?
Yeah, where's his Spotify?
Oh my God, Pumpkin Rapper should do a collab with Kim Petras.
Oh, he mentions his wife, Rita, so this happens after the wedding.
Okay.
Canasty Knight.
Ew, the eyes. Ew. Happy birthday, Zach. The episode that started the tradition of doing birthday episodes where they pretend that they forgot their birthday.
Oh, we didn't. Oh, it's your birthday? I had no idea. Hi. Surprise!
Ugh, God. And then they're like, everyone forgot my birthday. Wah!
Wah! I mean, it's kind of on brand for Riley, though. So it worked for him.
Sure. He's baby. Make my monster grow. Sorry, that was Elizabeth Banks. That wasn't show Rita.
Make my monster grow.
Ugh. Bing. Aw, didn't do the little sparkle effect.
Yeah.
Literally, like, you're showing, like, an OG Mighty Morphin monster, and it's not Pudgy Pig. The fuck did Nasty Knight do? Pudgy Pig ate their weapons. That's something.
Yeah, I guess they wanted more spooky themes, and Nasty Knight is kind of spooky looking.
Yeah.
Oh!
Okay. Someone did not skip leg day. Oh, there's a sparkle.
Sparkle, sparkle.
Ah! Sparkle! Explosion.
Explosions!
Oh, wait, he has wings now.
Yep.
That isn't even consistent.
Yeah, because they used mutiny footage in the beginning, so that's why he didn't have wings. Because he doesn't get wings until after Zed's like, oh, I remember you, here's your wings back.
Why did he even lose wings?
I don't know. Because okay. he had him in season one for a bit, and then he just didn't.
That's so weird. Like, did he lose them in G-Ranger?
I think it's because it's the wings are on his back, but they look like they're, like, inside. But sometimes they're, like, out? I don't know. In the comics, we kind of see that Rita kind of sliced them off after he failed at something in Go-Go.
Oh, right.
I mean, that's a good reason.
Yeah, sure.
But the show never explained it.
Of course not. Ew.
He rolled his eyes back. I mean, mood. Get it? Because they're rolling downhill.
God. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
You've had it. I gotta go save me. my dubbed nerd friend.
I always thought it was like his brother or something, but yeah, it's some just random kid.
Mighty Morphin in, like, the early episodes had just a lot of random-ass kids.
Because that's G-Ranger. G-Ranger had a lot of random kids, too.
Yeah.
Why are they using season one footage that looks so weird in the castle?
Like, the way it cuts back and forth is so awk.
Yeah. Oh, there's that wedding footage.
Taste.
Watch this one on last week's DB Database Rangers charity stream. It was fun.
Yeah, I joined in the chat for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was vibes.
It was vibes. And it was for a good cause, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Raising money to get people to vote.
Yes.
It's important.
Vote, y'all. Vote!
Mm-hmm. Vote blue.
Oh, for real.
If you're listening to this and you're a Republican, sorry, turn this off.
Yeah, for real. Bop, bop, shaboo. Gonna make a ranger stew. Bop, bop, shaboo. Bop, bop, shaboo. Gonna make a ranger. Bop, bop, shaboo. Bop, bop, shaboo. Gonna make a dump for the ranger's doom. Yes, I know that song.
What is this, a library?
It's a theater, I think.
Oh, love.
It's vibes.
Yeah. Abandoned too, like I'm just waiting to hear the Phantom of the Opera theme.
I mean Angel Grove has a lot of abandoned buildings in Angel Grove, so who the hell knows, like...
It's very convenient.
The turnover for that shit? Maybe it's just waiting to be blown up by monsters later on. Because, I mean, they have an abandoned warehouse district, so...
Yeah. Like, what's up with that? Like, is, like, the economy in Angel Grove just, like, really shitty?
I don't know. Maybe they have a lot of insurance, and all the buildings that get blown up, they make a lot of money off of them.
They would need to have insurance in Angel Grove.
Oh, insurance rates must be crazy, though.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, let's just talk about Terratoad.
Terratoad's fun.
I'm sure this inspired a lot of people to find vor fetishes. That just makes me remember that poo animation we watched a few weeks ago. Stuff me like a pot of honey, piglet.
Oh, God. Way to ruin my childhood.
I'm sorry. But it's so funny. That makes me laugh.
It's funny. It's just also very disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm like watching this, I'm like, oh, wow, this must have like gotten a lot of people into vor.
Yeah.
For those unaware what vor is, it is a fetish that includes getting eaten. So, yeah. Very on brand.
Isn't that a thing?
What?
Like, that's an actual fetish, like wanting
to... Yeah, it's an actual fetish, getting eaten. And people, like, they get, like, seeing the person eating the other person getting really fat.
Oh, okay.
So there you go, a little lesson on fetishes for you.
I mean, there's a fetish for everything, I'm not surprised.
Literally everything.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, ribbit.
Ribbit.
Wait, was that a frog?
Yeah, Terratoad.
Oh. Thank you for recalling that memory, Zed.
Why do you keep on getting out of your chair and in your chair? Like, bitch, just sit down or stand up.
Down. Good Lord. Like, make up your mind.
Your goddamn mind.
He's one of those old people that, like, just wants to sit down, but then feels like they're not, like, accomplishing anything, so they get up to walk around. But then they're winded, so they need to sit back down.
Bitch, make up your mind! Jesus Christ. I mean, I get it, you're just stock footage, but come on now. Also, you're releasing this on exclusive videotape. You couldn't have filmed original footage of them, of Rita and Zed, like, talking about old clips? Even Samurai.
Like, why did they bother making this?
To sell to kids? I don't know. Make money? What other reason would there be?
Honestly, yeah.
If this is an exclusive VHS tape, you couldn't have filmed original footage. Come on now. Even Samurai did that.
But even fucking Elf's Magical Christmas has original footage.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a VHS exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of, we're doing that in December!
Yes, God. Gonna kill myself.
That should be fun.
Oh, Lord. We're gonna get to watch Alpha kidnap random children across the world and sing Christmas carols with them.
I mean, get it out of the way. Now that's, it's done.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck it up, Serpentaria.
I thought Serpentaria was bad. He's got six heads! Quote from Great Connection. Jason needs a drink of water because his throat sounds super dry.
Back to action!
Yeah, fun.
Sure, Grandma, let's get you to bed. Oh, that's scary. What's Serpentera from? Is that from Die Ranger?
Yes, that's from Die Ranger.
Okay.
It only showed up in like a few episodes, though, so that's why all the footage we see, it's pretty much the same footage over and over again of him crushing Tor and him running out of battery and running away.
Yeah. Serpentera's a vibe.
Mm-hmm. He's just vibing. I mean, he just wants to throw, he just wants to destroy a planet.
I mean, what can you blame him? Shit. Fuck it up, King. Yeah!
Damn.
Destroy those empty buildings.
On this empty planet, this isn't Earth. This is some random planet with the Sword of Light.
Oh, wait, seriously? It's not even Earth?
No, they travel to some other planet to get some random sword for the power transfer. That's why there's some red filter on this on the footage.
Oh, is there normally not? Like
a red filter?
Well, like, I mean, like, does it look like this in Die Ranger?
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen Die Ranger.
Me neither.
I just know because this footage is used in Rocky Just Wants to Have Fun, too. And it doesn't look like this.
Oh, so it probably doesn't, then.
Yeah. You work, Tor! Do what you do best, getting crushed by Serpentera's foot. Ugh, harder, daddy.
That's another fetish.
Ew. Getting crushed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not into that. Like, what the fuck is Tor gonna do?
Just sit there, pretty much.
Honestly, same.
He succeeds. He drains Serpentera. I'm baby. You ran out of battery, bitch.
Oh, ew. Aww. That looks gross. Ah, the fuck's going on?
Yeah, let me destroy this random pyramid.
I thought he ran out of power.
I mean, that's what the editing looked like. I guess the editing makes it wants it to look like he didn't, and he just like, oh yeah, you just go, Tor. I'll just destroy this planet.
Okay. What the fuck's going on? Dumb bitch. I don't give a fuck.
Why did the planet need to blow up? Like, there's nobody on this planet.
Exactly.
They already escaped!
They're already gone, sister.
They left.
The fuck? Ooh. Oh, okay.
That's debatable.
Ooh. You know, Zed was scarier before he got married to Rita.
He wasn't as fun, though. Yeah, this is just literally wedding footage.
I'm Finster out of this crew. Totally.
You're Finster?
Yeah.
Oh my, Goldar.
Well, Finster's a bottom bitch. Like, you're like, do this for now, Finster. He's like, oh, yes, my queen.
Yes, my queen.
Yes, my queen. Yes, let's get this party started.
Literally wedding footage.
Oh, that's scary. Oh, hell no. I mean, this works, though.
Yeah, it looks like a party.
Yeah. Where was my invite, Zed?
I don't think you were born yet.
Actually, I probably wasn't.
I was 3.
So where was your invite?
I was baby!
I was so baby, I didn't even exist yet.
You weren't even born yet.
Wasn't even conceived.
Some of the monsters, they were already in there.
Wasn't that bitch already playing the piano?
Yeah.
Or whatever. The organ or whatever that is.
They don't give a fuck about continuity. It's a fucking VHS clip show. Come on now.
They just shoved this shot. Good lord. We get it.
Yeah, we'll use that wedding footage.
We get it. God, they keep showing the same two shots. Fuck. Where the fuck is Rita?
She's waiting behind to get to walk down the aisle.
True. Yeah.
There's Rita. Okay.
There she is, queen.
Let's replace Havana Gill with the random music.
Mm-hmm. This is just vibes.
Look at that pretty vibin'.
Honestly, same. Vibin' so much they showed the same shot twice in a row.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, why is Rita wearing a wedding veil? Hmm?
She's just spooky. Just vibin'. Aw, her figure should have come with a wedding veil.
Oh, that would have been cute.
Oh, that's a vibe. That's the gif I tweeted.
Mm-hmm. I know I made it. That's the one I tweeted.
Oh. Ew! What the fuck was that? Ew! That was gross. Is that like a boner joke?
I don't know.
But with an eyeball popping out?
Yeah, that was something.
That was not it, sister.
Yeah, so that was the end of Lord Zedd's Monster Heads. Do you have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
It's trash, Mom.
Yeah, it's just pretty much a clip show.
I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be good.
Yeah, it was a clip show to the extent of all the Zedd footage, all the monster footage, all the party footage that's literally just used from the wedding.
I mean, at least it's not Tricks or Treat. Like, it wasn't good, but like, I didn't want to kill myself watching it.
I mean, it had a clever way to use the clips, I guess. And it was like just a best of VHS. This was before all the episodes were available. So at the time, I guess it had some reason for existing. So it's like,
sure.
Oh, Happy Birthday, Zach was a VHS tape. But the Terror Toad episode, I don't think Power Ranger Punks was a VHS tape. So it's like, oh, you want this Terror Toad footage? Here you go. You can watch it on Lord Zedd's Monster Heads. Or the wedding. Like, yeah. The wedding wasn't on tape. So he was like, you want this footage from the wedding? Here you go.
It should have been,
but it wasn't.
But yeah, I guess that makes sense. In that context, sure.
Yeah, and you could see that Party Monsters took a lot of inspiration from this episode. It is very similar.
Oh, it's like the same fucking thing.
But at least they filmed original footage for that.
Yeah, that party is vibes.
So we good?
Yeah.
Alrighty, so that is the end of Lord Zedd's Monster Head. So what did you think of the episode? Let us know by tweeting at TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we'll be commentating on Amber's birthday pick, episode 19 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, Lost and Found in Translation.
Yes, taste.
Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everybody say bye, and by everyone I mean Austin.
bye
bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.